looking at either the tree by your mailbox, whatever's by your mailbox.
It's probably a dog walker.
She had a stroller too or something.
Oh, yeah. Probably a stroller with a dog.
Yes, that's exactly what she was. But I was just like, why did she stop there and look at that?
Because the dog is sniffing the bush. Maybe. Because dogs pee on the bush in the mailbox.
Maybe.
Because every time we go out for a dog walk, they smell the bush in the mailbox. And then we choose a direction.
Fair enough.
I'm tired.
Me too.
I just got done loading out a USA, or at least our portion of it.
I don't know what that means.
The Global Force thing that was in town. Association of the United States Army.
Got it.
I think.
Oh. Okay, I'm tracking. Yep. Got it.
You should know more about it than I do.
I do. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Huh?
Does your company have a booth?
Normally. I don't know if we did this year.
I don't know. I mean, like almost every single one in this.
I'm not city. In the know on that. So.
Because you wouldn't need to.
I mean, back when my current boss was where I was, where I am now, so like two promotions ago for him and a promotion ago for me.
Yeah.
he would go to all those things. So I used to know when all they were. Well, I wouldn't know when they were
because
he just wasn't there. And I was like, oh, John's still not here. So, but then when he brought over one of his buddies from another company who was really good, he would actually, he would tell us, oh, yeah, no, we're going to this, we're going to this.
And there's
so
a thingy.
He would go with him, so.
Okay. I mean, they are what they are.
Yeah, but.
I mean, even Joe Schmo off the streets can go.
Yeah.
You just have to buy your ticket.
Yeah.
Which I think is also dumb with how high security they try to make the thing. Or maybe that's why they're trying. They do so much high security is because a Joe Schmo could.
Anybody can come in. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I don't know. It's just annoying.
Yeah, it's not Quad A though.
No.
Yeah. Goodness.
In the spring it is AUSA, and in the summer it is SMD. Something missile defense.
Strategic.
Maybe.
That's. Yes.
Sure.
Yes, that is what it is.
So what is your plan in April?
Like the entire month of April?
A specific day in April.
Do you have a specific day in April in mind?
13th.
The 13th. Let me look at the calendar.
Yeah, go look at the calendar.
Is a day in the week that is?
Sunday.
That is a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I have family dinner at 12:30 that I can probably skip.
You have dinner?
It's at lunch at 12:30.
At 12:30.
It used to be dinner,
but
then it became a lunch.
Okay. I was about to say no.
Okay. Why? What do I need to have planned?
Hold on. Let me see if this is going to work.
Are you going to send me a text?
No. I'm going to see if it's actually on a certain site that you frequent.
I don't. So it's track season right now. There's not a lot of frequenting of any sites. I barely have time to eat in the afternoons on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
They're dumb. I don't like U-Disc.
Is that championships?
No.
Damn it.
Or I wouldn't know. When,
I do frequent U-Disc quite a bit.
You do. So, I don't know, I guess they're not going to have it. Let me go to another site.
Disc Scene.
What?
Disc Scene?
No, not that one.
Okay, update.
There is a putting thing.
A putting thing.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Are they actually going to post it on their site? April 5th, April 5th, April 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. Disc golf tournament Master of the Bruniverse at Yellowhammer Brewery. You put through their distillery.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We should definitely do that.
So, time and location, April 13th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at their location. Come have a blast putting through the brewery at Yellowhammer Brewery. Each group of five will be accompanied by a brewmaster, caddy, tour guide, as you complete in the nine-hole putting course. Players will have two putts at each basket, and the result of your putt will determine your points earned. A made putt equals 10 points. Chains and band equals 5 points. Basket hit is 3. Pole or base is 1. Paper scorecards will be used as a result, and results will be made available after the event. The winners will receive a green jacket, just like they do in the Masters Tournament. So stick around for a fun award ceremony.
We have to find 3 more.
Or get paired with 3 other people. Each player will receive a custom pint glass and beer chip at the time of check-in. Please arrive no later than 15 minutes before your tee time to ensure a well-run event. The putting course will have several groups playing at the same time, so please be on time to prevent backup. The players with the top 10 scores will receive a payout. Payouts will be handled by South Huntsville Disc Golf. South Huntsville Disc Golf is responsible for all refunds and cancellations. Sign up here. So it says, the winner will receive the green jacket. So not like
it's not a team. Okay, so we'll actually be playing against each other.
Just with 5 other people
with
in our thing.
People in our thing.
Now if we wanted to have fun with 5 other people in our thing, we'd have to find 3 other people. Josh may do it.
Josh, we can probably get Josh to do it.
Tony may, even though he's like, disc golf.
Maybe. Throw it out. There's 5 players signed up already.
There's what?
It says players 5. You can sign up for a tee time.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure, based off of what I see.
Yeah, we can put it in the Discord.
Yeah, so we could theoretically sign up for our own tee time.
Nice. We just need to get, if we're going to get 3 other people.
Yeah, throw it in the Discord. I will say I'm in.
How much is it? Did it show?
$25.
That's not that bad.
No, you get to, you know, throw frisbees in a brewery and you get a thing.
Yep.
You get a mug. A cup.
Pint glass. And a chip, whatever that means.
And a chip for AA.
Yeah. So that's what's going on there.
That's cool.
Did it say 11? What is it, 12, 11?
So, like I said, you sign up for your own tee time.
Yeah.
So
well, you can.
Tee times.
Or you can't, or you just say 2. And I are in. Okay, there you go. There you go. And I don't know my other friend Jay. I know we're... Okay, that's the other thing.
So
is
tee times are from 11 to 4:15.
Yeah. So they're actually... This might be insider trading information. They actually have practice putt on Friday at 4 p.m.
Okay.
So you could actually go and practice.
That's true.
I kind of figured you had something on it.
I do. Sorry. That's
fine.
Exactly when track practice starts. Somebody already respond back.
Nate.
I'm Nate.
Tony.
He said
no teams, but 5 in a group.
Yep. So your tee times are every 15 minutes, and it's 5.
Tee times are every 15 minutes.
So we can have all 5 of us together if we wanted to.
Retically. That's not how you spell that word. So we can have all 5. We could have five
people
of
together
us at the same tee time. But Sunday dinner. That's what your brother just said.
Did he really?
Yep.
We can
I think he's being facetious.
Yeah, no, he is. We can set up after that.
Yeah, well, I'll let you respond with that on your family business. Other than that, that's what's going on. I just turned in an audition for a Netflix series.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there.
Okay.
Literally just turned it in.
I'm not gonna ask any follow-on questions because it might jinx it, so dip, break a leg.
Thanks.
No problem.
We'll see what happens. All the vibes of goodness or badness, I can't control. Whoever listens to this, whatever they're going to do.
Yeah, yeah. Is it in the area, or do you have to go somewhere for a little bit?
Nashville.
Okay.
So, in the area. It's technically, supposedly, from what I saw on the call list, or the checklist, or whatever they want to call it, starts, like, next week. So, they're going to cast pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Through, like, May.
Okay.
So even though I'm saying yes to this, I may be, but I'm not going to be on. It's the part that I auditioned for was very bit party.
Okay. So you wouldn't be in.
I don't think I'd be in all of them maybe an episode here and there. If I don't know if they're shooting. Do they shoot the whole seasons at once now?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
So, or this could just be the pilot.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's true, too. They could shoot the pilot, and then... But, yeah, they do, like, 3 months, shoot everything.
And, mm-hmm. And then slowly pop it out. But it technically was a Netflix movie first, and now they're making a miniseries.
So the pilot may already be the movie.
Well, yeah, I guess you could put it that way.
If the movie already exists.
Yeah, true.
Have you watched the movie?
No. I've seen the trailer for the movie, and it's not my cup of tea. Oh.
Okay.
So, if I get it, I'll show you the trailer at the end of this, but that's all we'll say on air about it. Anyway, yeah, that's what's been going on with me. But what's been going on with you?
You know... like I said earlier, it's track season now. Trying to get these Litlands ready for the first meet of the year. They're not. So it'll be exciting. Smaller team than normal.
How long does this run? Because if you're doing...
Basically from March to the first week of May.
Okay.
So meets don't actually start until April.
Gotcha.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
But so like we've been practicing. We practiced the first week of March, then they went on spring break.
And now you're back
practicing. Yeah, we're practicing again. It's our second full week back. And then
your brother just called you out.
For what? For being lame?
No.
No.
Now continue with the
First the 8th is our first track meet of the year. I should probably put that on the calendar.
Gotcha.
But it's, we'll see. It's,
Not a strong team this year?
No. I've got maybe strong individuals.
And
one strong individual, but not a strong team.
And y'all do the relay?
Yeah, well, it's not going to be great.
And so, are you training them to hit some people over the head?
No, I'm not training them to hit anybody over the head.
No.
However, one or two of them may actually... Well, they'll be too far behind, but they may actually do it on accident because they cannot control their arms.
Jesus!
I've got one kid whose arms got like... It looks like Phoebe Buffay running out there. I'm like, buddy, you gotta stop.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
That's funny.
But I don't know. We'll see. I do think one of the fourth graders I had last year for the boys, who's now a fifth grader, he was fast when he wanted to be ish.
Mm-hmm.
But he definitely seems like he's faster this year and wants to actually
participate.
He sandbags less. Let's go with that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So he may do okay.
Yeah.
If he's truly on pace with the other fourth grade, not fifth grade, that he was running with last year, he will be competitive in some sprints that he wasn't even close to competitive with last year. So,
okay.
And I didn't kill any kids, but they have been pretty wiped the last two or three practices.
Oh, you've been running them that hard?
Some of them, yeah. But
yeah.
Who knows? But relay is going to be slow because I got two fourth graders probably going to run the relays for the fifth and sixth grade.
So. Ooh. Where would you put your slow runners? In the front or the back?
I'd probably alternate.
Okay. Who would you start with, though?
The slow.
Slow runner?
Yeah.
Then a fast runner to hopefully catch up?
Mm-hmm.
And then a slow runner?
Yeah.
Is it four people?
It's four, yeah.
Okay.
But sometimes with the girls, depending on how fast they are, I'll go fast, slow, fast, fast.
Mm-hmm.
Based on them. But, I mean, there have been teams before where, yeah, I don't know. I may tell the girls we're not doing a relay this first track meet because there's only four of them. My fifth quit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why would it matter if there's only four on a team? I mean.
Not all of them want to run the relay.
Have four girls, period.
Four girls, period.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same with the well, the boys, I think I have five now, because one joined late.
Mm.
One joined after spring break. I may have six if one of my nephew's friends joins up.
Yeah.
Which means my fourth graders may not have to run a relay.
Do they want to, though?
I may want one of them too, because one of the fifth grade boys is not the fastest. So we'll see. It's first meet.
Yeah.
Contact and see what happens. So, but it'll be fun.
Nice. I don't think there's any shows on right now.
Not really. I did finish Severance, the season of Severance. So.
We haven't even started any of that.
Oh, it's. I mean, it's like the best show Apple TV has, apparently.
We still haven't touched Apple TV.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
But there's
recently.
Yeah, we've been watching. We're just now starting the Mad Max thing, Miracle Workers End Times.
Oh,
we're just now starting it. It's okay. It's not as good as the first three seasons.
Definitely not as good as the first three seasons.
They really went downhill on this one.
Yeah,
and I don't like it as much. But we've been watching Ghosts, U.S. version, and I don't understand why they're doing it this way, because it's still stupid, because it's all streaming, mm-hmm. So it shouldn't fucking matter, is the fact that they're not airing any of the streaming episodes, new episodes, because it's March Madness.
Oh, yeah. Basketballs?
That doesn't fucking matter. It's streaming. You're going to watch it whenever you're going to watch it.
True, but they still don't want their first overnight streaming numbers to be down.
Sure. I just think that every one of those people and their statistics are just dumb.
They do it on... Sorry.
You're fine.
Grinding my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So, they've been doing that for ever.
It's still dumb to me, because as long as the numbers are good, it doesn't matter when people watch it. To me.
Yeah, but they still do a lot of the same things that they've done for forever when it comes to TV shows. They mm-hmm. still look at those first day numbers.
I guess. Then, but since we haven't been watching that, we've been watching the UK version, which technically was the first version.
Yeah, and normally is for those things.
Yeah, I like you. I like some of the. There's definitely differences.
Yeah.
Some of the characters I like in U.S. version better. Some of the arcs kind of things I like in U.K. version better.
Okay.
But they've also got a Spanish version, and now they've got a German version.
So similar to, like, Taskmaster.
Different country versions.
Taskmaster. Yeah. where like the British version is the big one, but then like Australia and New Zealand's like another good one, and then like the German, French.
It would be interesting to watch. It, unfortunately, it'd have to be subtitled, I guess, unless somebody dubs them. The German and the Spanish version.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're watching subtitles.
Yeah. That and yeah. And that's the worst. There's some folks at work that just like
They're not
into it. Like there's shows Night Agent that like the first season they're like, "Oh, the first season's the best." And then they're like, I couldn't watch the second season. It just wasn't as good." And then I'm like, I'm watching it and I'm like, "This is fine." And yeah. then I'm like, it's because it's a different language and it's subtitled. That's why they don't like it. And then I talked to them again and I was like, "Hey, this is pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm liking it." And they're like, "Nah, I still can't do it." I'm like, "It's because it's subtitled, isn't it?" And they're like, "Yeah." And they're having the same issue with White Lotus.
See, I still haven't watched White Lotus.
First two seasons are good.
You know, like, are we on the third season?
The third season's rough.
Is it?
There's not a lot happening.
Is that one of those shows that changes? Like, the first season was about a hotel, or it's all about a hotel.
Yeah, it's all about hotels. Yeah. The same chain of hotels, but all around the world. So we have not had a season at the same hotel yet.
Oh, okay.
So one was in Hawaii, another one was in, I think, Italy, and now this one's in Thailand.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know what's coming back out?
Back out?
Yeah.
No.
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror's coming out with another season.
Yep.
After, well, season what, a seven. Decade?
I have no clue. Six seasons, 2011, I guess, is when they started. And it's confirmed for April 10th.
I don't think I've seen season six.
You haven't seen season six?
No.
Where can you watch this at? I assume Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. So I'll have to put it in my...
Netflix does something weird, or did something weird with theirs, because we ended up watching the last episode first, because they put them in reverse order.
So that was the first season they did that, because the first episode...
Yeah, it was the pig fucking.
Right, and they're like, there's no way that anybody's going to watch this after that. So they started with something else and then ended the season with that.
Oh, okay.
That's why they did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, people were like, "Well, that's the first episode, though."
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we apparently... But it doesn't matter which direction you watch it, because none of them... some may connect together, or right. At least some characters, but
and that's
most of the time they
what
don't.
What they're doing with the White Lotus. So, like, the first season, there was, like, a guest who was... Yeah. Crazy or whatever, and she made it to the second season, and then they brought back somebody from the first season into the third season.
Okay,
but it's nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, that's about it. Like, I've been watching that, those two things.
I've been watching again Apple because I'm gonna watch everything I can and then close it as I do.
Yeah,
For All Mankind.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's so good. Alternate history of space.
Yeah, we watched. What season is on now? Four seasons.
They're on four.
I want to say we've only watched two.
The first two are really good.
Where we ended was they sent weapons up to space to fight for a mine or something like that.
Yep, a lithium mine.
So it might have been season two.
That was season two.
So we haven't gone past that.
Okay. Yeah. It's, yeah, season three, they go to Mars, and season four carries on the story of Mars.
Okay, yeah, so we've only been to the moon.
Yeah.
There's another one that you need to watch from Apple, and that's, what is that? Apple TV, because we watched two. Oh, Shrinking.
Okay.
That was did you watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah,
Marshall?
I know. You're talking Jason Segel.
Yeah, and Harrison Ford.
Or Jason Segel.
Him and Harrison Ford.
Yep.
And another couple of ladies. I don't know who they... I don't remember their names. But yes, that's a good one. Shows. Was there another one? Besides Severance, because... Oh, Silo!
Oh, yeah, that's another one I need to watch. Yep, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, Silo is good.
Gonna finish For All Mankind first.
Gotcha. Have you even started Silo?
No.
Oh, okay. Then it you know, it's just a kind of like Fallout thing, except more political drama than...
I think I've seen, like, the movie recap version of it, and I'm like, this is definitely something I want to watch.
Ted Lasso?
I've not seen any of Ted Lasso.
Okay, that's another one.
Okay. Masters of the Air is like the Air Corps version of Band of Brothers. It's rough.
Really?
It's real rough, yeah. It's a good show. It's a good episode.
But it's not by the same people, is it?
No, no. Oh, well, okay. Maybe. Tom Hanks in a documentary.
They did. Sorry, I'm just tired from working today. Because it was Band of Brothers, then something specific, the Pacific.
Yeah, the Marine Corps one that was not as good. Still solid, but not as good.
And then now this one?
Yeah.
If it's by the same people?
The Masters of the
Air. Oh, I don't even know who the first two
Masters
were by.
Masters of the Air. I mean, HBO did the first two.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't... Okay. But yeah, so, but if this is Apple, then I don't know.
It does say the series is a companion of Band of Brothers and the Pacific.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's in right in there with all of those. It's so good. Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg are executive producers. So it's them.
Nice.
Because they did both of those too.
What time frame? Is it still World War II?
Okay. Yep. Well, yeah, so Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg created Band of Brothers. They executive produced this one, and we're executive producers on The Pacific. So, yeah, it is definitely in the same universe.
Sweet. Okay, I have to check that out. Even though I haven't seen the specific Pacific.
It is a completely different animal. Because the difference between the German front and the Japanese front were also completely different animals.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah,
other than that, I think that's about all we've been watching.
Damn.
What?
Invincible just finished.
Oh, I don't think Jessica will watch that.
No.
Mainly because of the... I mean, granted, we watched The Boys, so
it's
maybe.
It's an animated version of The Boys.
Yeah.
With less nudity. Or no nudity.
I don't know. What platform is that?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. Because I've only watched a couple of things on Amazon Prime. I don't remember what those series were. But other than that, I've just been working a shit ton. Nice.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, work and track. And that's basically it.
Yeah. It's just been busy this whole week. This whole month, I mean.
Yeah.
And then next month, depending on what happens, it's still going to be busy.
I mean, I got a proposal turned in like 3 days early, so that was good.
Nice.
But then it just never stops.
Mm-mm. So. It doesn't stop. It won't stop.
No, I'm hoping
it won't stop.
What?
I'm just writing down.
Oh, okay.
Days and stuff.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's my shoulder.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, I'm tired. Yeah. I had to get up really early to be at the VBC.
What time is early?
6.
I was already working on my day off.
That's your problem. That's your stupidity.
Well, to be fair, one of my folks also shares a day off with me, but then I let one of my leads have He's like, we ain't got a lot going on. Do you have a problem with me taking Thursday and Friday off and, you know, enjoying the time with my kid for spring break? I'm like, yeah, no problem, go. So.
Nice.
So I went ahead and did, like, the three things that he was going to do today. One of them I actually would have had to do myself.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, the other two he could have absolutely done. And just like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
So, you know, being a good boss, I guess.
There you go.
So, that's what I do, or try to do. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know what's on it.
This is just like a cool...
It's not like I write like fan fiction. It's like a cool
Christmas era, Arizona vibes book. And I was like, opened it and there was stuff in it. And I was like, I just wanted blank pages to see what was in it. I was like, oops.
Just a notebook.
Oh, teach these things.
Yes.
So I'm assuming you're running a program on your computer.
No.
No. You just, that's a timer?
Yep.
Okay. Can you hook four of them up together?
No.
No, just two and two, and that's it. That's lame.
Yeah, that's why I bought something else that I can't get to work.
Oh.
That one has a four mic situation.
Oh. Wonder how some other folks do them, because I see on YouTube, one of the channels I weirdly got hooked on.
Yeah.
I did scratch there. We'll see.
Oh, I don't even know.
They have like six people all with mics.
Are they these kinds of mics?
They look like it.
They could all just have two apiece, and then whoever edits
it puts it together.
You'd have to like tape and be like, mics, blah blah blah, and put a mic pack A1, mm-hmm. and then just hand them out.
Hmm.
That's the only way I would know how to do it, and because at least you know how everybody does it. Now, you can't really hook them up to a camera to do that.
Well, so they also have cameras too, because it's a golfing channel.
True. But the problem, not the problem, the non-solution is you're just putting it all together.
Yeah.
You're not running it through the camera. The camera is just doing it, and you're just uploading and matching with audio.
Yeah.
So that's probably what they're doing, especially if they're using, like, anything, like a DJI or I don't want to say Rode system, but maybe Rode system. But anything that's a twofer, because
mm-hmm.
Gus and them have three mics. Mm. They say they have the Rode system.
Yeah.
But I went on Rode to see what they have, and they don't have more than a two setup.
Hmm.
So either Gus or whoever's editing, I think it's Gus, is just taking a third
one. Taking the third one from the clap and dropping it into...
Yeah. It'd be the same as this. This is clap-wise as well.
Yeah.
Like, if you have more than one of these, it's just a clap system.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. Like, these two are. Like, you just wouldn't know which ones are which if they mixed them around.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can sync a second unit to this. Because there is no syncing, I don't think.
Yeah.
They're just automatically programmed.
Programmed to that.
Which is why that one should automatically be programmed.
Hmm.
But that's why I bought the four, is to make it easier.
Yeah.
But I can't get it to work.
Huh. Okay.
So, yeah, there is no program.
Okay. I was just wondering.
I mean, you could technically, I guess, plug it in here mm-hmm. and run it through Audacity with the cords. Yeah, maybe the cords. This is 3-inch. 3-inch. Whatever.
6-inch.
And this either that looks is.
Like a charger.
Who the hell is trying to call me? It is a. Oh. It's. Okay, we're gonna take a break here.
Okay.
But yeah. I don't know if that cable is just a charging cable or if I could.
Just a charging cable.
Well, I don't. I don't know.
This is for headsets? I'm not sure.
No, that's for if I wanted to plug it into a camera, because I did it last night.
Oh, okay.
But you might be able to do the same thing here. I don't know. I haven't tried it.
Oh, okay.
I can try it at some point, but maybe. And then it could do Audacity, but I think we tried it once when we first started, and it was like, it's not working.
It was not working great.
I don't know. I could be wrong, though. Or I could turn it into this and plug it into the head. Nope, that's a headphone. I don't think there's a mic in for tablets, just an out.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I don't know. I wish DGI and any of those systems would make a four bank system or some shit.
Because most people have more than one friend. Or more than one person that they want to talk to.
So, yeah, that's why I'm trying to see if that'll work. Okay. I got to watch some YouTube videos on it and see, because their instructions, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's that situation. I do think we need, because we didn't get any special prices for where we're posting things.
Yeah.
And the other one is cheaper. The only thing it doesn't do is video, but... We're not using video, but if we are using video, then we can just rip the audio and say, if you want to watch the video, go to the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
And if we want to do the whole, like, audio to video conversion for any of this shit, okay, fine. We can see what they just do. Yeah. And see what it looks like.
Yeah, I don't have a face for video. Oh, that's something we can fucking laugh at me about.
Okay.
I mean, a couple times ago, we talked about my barber getting arrested.
Yeah.
Well, appointment has come and gone. I canceled it. I didn't get it.
I can tell.
Yeah. I'm thinking about growing my shit back out. Even though I got no hair up there.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't matter.
No. I'm saying fuck it.
Okay. We'll like see. Beard as well, or just the top?
Just the top right now. It's not good.
Because you really just don't want to go searching for a new barber.
I really don't want to go searching for a new barber. There's like a haircut place that apparently will do something very similar to what I do on my haircuts. Which
is because you just fucking buzz it.
I don't buzz it. There's a fade in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
On the sides.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's like a high fade.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, let's do that. And they're like right by the house. But it's like $18 cash. I'm like, ugh.
They don't do card or anything?
No. It's a real sketchy place.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I guess. I'm trying to think when I went to a place to get haircut if I... Because I normally... Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Oh, it's going to do it.
Okay.
I got a cramp.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm just here. But I got a cramp. I could feel it. Not crap. I don't have to crap.
You turned right when you said it, and I was like, okay.
No, cramp.
Cramp. Ah.
I told you, I'm tired, and I've been
using
muscles all day. I could feel it, like, itching. Like, it was, like, it was right there. It was just twitching just enough. Okay. I think it's worked out.
Okay.
Where are we talking? Oh, yeah, I usually just carried a $10 bill, because that's all I did.
And that's the thing is, like, I've been going to, you know, Roosters, a fancy place. It's pretty expensive for a haircut. My haircut is not that price.
No, it's like, what, 30?
Yeah, but getting that haircut should not cost that much.
Yeah.
It's like, come on now. So I'm trying to find some...
A little cheaper?
Yeah, somewhere a little cheaper or just not.
You could always just go to, like, Great Clips or something.
Yeah, but I think they're getting up to, like, $20 now, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't have to go. I just shave my head and be done
with
it.
Yeah, I know.
I shave bald.
But your head has more normal balding patterns than mine. Let's just go with that.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sorry. But I mean, you can do what you want to do. But eventually you're gonna
have to cut it or not.
Or not. Let's see long-haired mate.
Again? Oh, man. We've seen him twice.
Not since you've turned 40. Not since you've turned 30.
There was COVID Nate had long hair.
Did COVID Nate have long hair?
Yeah, COVID Nate had long hair.
I doubt. How long is long to you? Let's go down that rabbit hole first.
Okay, actually, I have a photo I can show you how long is long.
Not your after college or after Marines outing where you had it to your eyes.
So we're not talking that. That's not long.
That's normal.
That's post-Nate. That's post-Marine Corps Nate.
Okay. I have to see the front because you did have it to where it was like
COVID was longer than that.
Really?
Yeah.
It was longer than your brow.
It was almost to my nose, yeah.
I think I do remember that now, because you almost were getting it to where you could eat it.
Yeah.
That is pretty long.
It was. Well, for me.
You need to do a ponytail. Grow it to where you can have a ponytail.
All right.
Okay. Okay. There it is.
We're doing it.
You've heard it here first.
Fuck.
3/28/25.
So do I cut it to where the top now starts the same length as the sides, or just let it...
Just let it grow.
Let it grow from here.
Just let it grow from there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Just let it grow from there, and however you want to do a ponytail, whether it's all the way back or...
It's going to have to be all the way back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was ponytailable. It was like really close to getting ponytailable at mm-hmm. COVID. So.
Oh, so you almost had a rat tail.
Yeah, I almost had a rat tail.
I had a rat tail once. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All
right.
There you go.
I mean, I grew a beard for a year and a half. Why would I not, grow my hair?
Yeah. I think, beard is different than hair.
That's true.
Hair can get annoying and in your way, and a beard...
It's not like I have anybody I have to impress in any way, shape, or form.
There you go.
So.
And if anybody asks, you'll be like, I'm growing it out until I get all of my projects done.
I'm growing it out for cancer. I'm going to cut it all off and donate it to cancer. I thought about that, too.
So. Yeah. It'll take a long time.
Yeah, that's fine.
But when they were shooting Muppet Treasure Island, that's what Brian Henson did. It's like he didn't cut his hair until they finished shooting.
Finished the movie.
And he had pretty long tail at the end and all that good stuff. But yeah,
right.
You could say you're cutting it down for cancer.
Yeah.
Just so nobody like gets on you and being like, it doesn't look professional.
I mean, I'll wash it. I don't know shit.
It's fun.
Yep.
Now this episode has to go out.
It does. It's pretty good. Start wearing hats more, I guess.
Yeah.
But I can't wear a hat at work, though.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
It's a semi-professional environment.
I
think there's a rule in the handbook, too. I don't know.
Probably, but it's still stupid.
Yeah.
It's just a way to
I'll just get a hat control. That's made with my company logo on it and just wear that.
Yeah.
Be like, what?
Well, I mean, like, it could also be like you could get a doctor's note saying he doesn't want me to get skin cancer because there's a whatever. And they're like, so do you want to discriminate?
Yeah.
Do you want to
discriminate against my patchy head growing hair? Shut up.
Man, other than that,
I think that's a good place to end it on.
Yeah.
Nate's growing his hair out.
Stay tuned. We'll give weekly updates. You need to get a way to measure it.
It's called a tape measure.
I mean, you'll have to measure. We'll have to.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye.
This is a horrible mistake.